Hey everyone, my name's Kira Miller, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning back into the What's Your Life Journey podcast. On today's episode, we have Ryan Wesley Smith, a speaker and also works in the music industry. We cannot wait to share his story today. So, in the beginning of your journey, really struggling with just fearing failure and really wanting to be perfect, who would you say Ryan Wesley Smith was?
You know, I think, first of all, I think we all struggle with that. And so for me, like, you know, you find yourself and you're lost because you're not accomplishing the things that you want to because you're afraid to jump and do them. And I think that, you know, there's a big time in my life where I just, you know, I'm a dreamer. And so I always had these aspirations and goals and things that I really wanted to do. And I'm also like, you know, kind of ambitious too. Yeah. So a lot of the things that I dream about are not necessarily like at reach.
Right.
So, you know, I think that fear is a huge, huge part of what I struggle with. I still struggle with. Mm. And it's just that, you know, sometimes, you know, when your dreams are bigger than the types of things you're able to immediately pull out and reach, you've got to work towards them. Mm-hmm. And by working towards them, you also have to, you know, punch fear in the face.
Yeah.
And say, wait a second, you know what? I don't care if I fail. I want to try it. I want to attempt to do it. So I think during that time in my life when I was just afraid to jump and actually do it, you know, you feel kind of lost. Mm. Because, again, like, I'm that person. I want to dream. Yep. I want to be ambitious. I want to be doing something. And so when you're not doing that, you kind of feel this weird, just kind of, you feel stuck, you mm-hmm. know? And I think being stuck in life is hard, and we all go through it.
Yep.
Probably, you know, more times than we can count on our hands, there's moments in our life where we feel stuck. So
mm-hmm.
I think stuck and lost and just in a, you know, that kind of weird spot, that'd be me when I, you know, was afraid to jump out and do stuff.
Yeah. When, like, I guess as you were growing up, what would you say were some of those big dreams that maybe were out of reach, especially, I mean, and, well, what were those dreams and why did you feel like they were out of reach? Is it because they were things that other people around you weren't doing? Is that why?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm really weird. I grew up. And I mean, even nowadays, like, I hang out with probably 70% people that are older than me.
Mm, yep.
And so I'm, you know, I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I have dreams and aspirations that are beyond where my group of my, you know, my age group, mm-hmm. my demo, maybe beyond what they're thinking of at the moment.
Gotcha.
And so I'll have close friends who are, you know, they're not like you, Tierra, and they're not crushing it and doing a podcast, right?
Right?
But a dream of mine, oh, let's do a podcast or let's do a video project or whatever
yeah.
that may be. And, you know, my friends are in school or they're, you know, they're dating or they're doing all, you know, the normal stuff
mm-hmm.
that you would do during this time. And so I've just always been that way. And so I think that's one of the big things for me is that I really didn't have you know, the tangible examples in my life
mm.
beyond people that were far ahead of
yep.
me who, you know, they have a car, they have a family, they have a house, they have all
right.
of this stuff, and then they're pursuing their dreams. And for me, I'm like some weird, you know, 15-year-old, 16-year-old
yeah.
who's like, hey, let's go, like, build a company and,
yeah.
like, do all this stuff. And so a lot of what I dream of, too, is business. Like, I,
mm.
it's just kind of how I'm wired. I'm an entrepreneur. I love being able to build things and
mm-hmm.
you know, build teams. And so part of that is, you know, financial too. When you're 15 and you're like rolling
yeah.
up to a bank, like, yo, what's up? Like, I want to start this company. It's a little
People
different.
People look at you and probably laugh.
Yeah. They're like,
yeah.
cool. Like,
yeah.
where's your mom?
Right.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of them. I think another reason too, another part of it, it's sort of the idea that, you know, you have people in your life that you have examples of people in your life. There's always people that you can reach out to that are doing something similar or doing something that could be similar. You
yep.
could tie it to. But there's also, while I was growing up, there's like this thing called the internet. And
yep.
as much as the internet is an incredible place
mm-hmm.
and social media is like awesome. You and I work in that space and we get it. And so as much as we love the internet and it can help us minister to people, it can help us grow our businesses, it can help us, you know, reach people, but it can also, you know, infiltrate our lives with unrealistic expectations of what success is,
you know?
And so I think that even speaking on fear, part of that is that, you know, not only did I not have the people that were my age doing what I wanted to do, but I would have people that, you know, I didn't necessarily know, but I would see that, I would see their journey, you know, on socials, and I would be like, man, why am I not there? You know, that's what the goal is.
Yeah.
When in reality, like in my own mind, my own head, that wasn't the goal. You would see something on socials and you'd be like, man, like I want that, you know? And so I think that's, that plays into it. And yeah, I, you know, I just really, I feel like a lot of the things that, you know, you mentally, you have inside that, that are dreams and goals and, you know, part of that whole journey of point A to point B, sometimes you, not only fear can infiltrate that, but then I think jealousy or, or, you know, comparison that can also kind of cripple you. So, you know, that's been something that I've dealt with as well. You know, I think a lot of people too with socials, it's so hard to go on socials nowadays and see people, you know, killing it and not, and not be like, yo, like,
and you want to be happy for them is the problem. But like, if you're not at that level, sometimes you can't be happy for them because you're just like, ah, I want to be where you are. And I don't know how you got there and how am I not there yet?
Right.
Man, I get that so much because I love following people who are super successful. And whether that is personally or like financially or whatever, it's fun to follow people like that because you aspire to be that.
Right.
And it can also be, it can also totally like infiltrate your feelings, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you do start asking your the questions like, I'm not, or why am I not there yet? Why am I not good enough? Where's my time? Where's my turn? So I, man, I get that. That's a hard place to be in. And like, so when you were younger, you started motivational speaking at like what, 16 maybe or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to us about that.
Man, I've always been, it's funny. So I, my whole speaking side of what I've done and what I do, I started, when I was in school and I was really terrible at it because I hated speaking. And so like, let's just say fifth grade, we had a book report, right? It was the worst part of my day. Like I hated it. I hated it so much that I like literally would get so much anxiety and it was the worst thing ever. And that happened. And then, you know, a few years later, I'm in high school, you know, things are different, trying to impress girls, trying to, you know, do the whole thing. And then randomly, I feel like, you know, I was really involved with my church, really involved with my faith at that time, and really just had this moment of like, you know, similar to what you're doing with this podcast, maybe I have a story to tell, story to share. And so, you know, the way that that kind of came to me, I felt God was like, hey, like, I want you to speak and tell your story. And I was like, hey, God, I'm not doing a book report, so I don't know how, I don't know what you're doing here, but, you know.
That's
and
hilarious.
So, you know, I started speaking and doing really, my first ever speaking engagement that I did was, no joke, it was in North Carolina, and I went, it was at a barn, it was in front of, like, maybe 50 people, and I came in, I shared my story, and it's funny, like, that was the first time I ever, like, publicly was, like, going somewhere to speak and share, and it was in front of 50 people, didn't have any nerves at all. It was so cool. Like prior to it, I was like stressing out, but then as I was there, as I was doing it, I felt this like peace come over me. And so I think, you know, that's where the magic is, you know, when you do things and you, you know, kind of walk in front of fear and you say, wait a second, you're not going to win, you know? And you do it, and then you just kind of, you have this feeling of like, not only did I accomplish something by doing it, but like, I also overcame a fear of mine. And that's incredible. And I, since then, I've have gone and, you know, the last, I've been in Nashville the last 4 years and have kind of been off and on doing the speaking thing. I've also hosted festivals. I've spent like, I don't even know, like probably 100, 150 nights on a bus. Like I've gone all over. I've been with artists. I've done stuff. I've also been behind the scenes, management with artists, all that. And so, It's very much about really just vocalizing your story. And that's, you know, talk about the journey, right? Like,
yeah,
I had that one moment where I decided I'm not going to let fear win. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share my story and I'm going to speak.
Yep.
And that moment led to this, led to that, led to that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm sitting here talking with Kiera on the, you know, on the podcast. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's yeah. amazing.
Well, exactly. And so it's kind of, it is weird how it's like just the one moment where you decided I'm not going to let fear get in the way. And then all these opportunities really came to you.
Right.
And I mean, it's through hard work and through probably the people you met, of course, but I think it's also just the huge thing is it sounds like you were ready for those things because inside you were like, fear, shut up.
Right.
I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. And you did. And now, like, look what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think there's so many people out there that, you know, they don't think they have the talent or they don't think that they have the story or they don't think that they have, you know, this or that. And it's funny because, you know, that mindset and that inner voice is not of God. It's not of you. I mean, it's 100% fear. It's mm-hmm. fear talking. And so, you know, you've got to realize that soon and you've got to realize that, you know what, like maybe I should start a podcast. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should go out and start this business or I should go out, start this ministry and mentor kids, or maybe I should, you know, whatever it is in your life, there's something, you know, I can guarantee you this in your life, whoever's watching, whoever's listening, you have something that you know you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know deep down, like, wait a second, you know what? If I took away fear and I took away financial, if I took away whatever kind of thing that's pushing on, or, you know, weighing on you, there's something that you should be doing and you know you should be doing it. And you'll be surprised and shocked when you start doing that, what will start happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, again, like, it's absolutely, I put the work in.
Yep.
I met people, I built relationships, I did all the things that you needed to do, but it wasn't just because I wanted to be where I am now.
Yeah.
It was like that first moment of me saying, I'm not going to be afraid of this. I'm going to do it because I know I have to.
Yeah.
That's the moment that helped catapult me to be able to have those relationships and be able to have the courage to have those conversations and build those relationships. So I think that, I feel like, you know, there's moments in everyone's lives that, you know, you may not know it in the moment, but looking back, you can really pinpoint, like, that was a big moment for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
even though it sounds like speaking at that point, well, before you started actually becoming a motivational speaker, it was not really your strong suit, but was storytelling, would you say? Was that pretty natural for you, like talking to people? Because that's what I found. People always said to me, Kiera, you're naturally great at conversations and like listening and, but also talking with people. So they're like, why would you not just do whatever comes natural for you? And they're like, start a podcast and put a camera on. And I was always like, well, I'm not good on camera. And then I saw myself on my friend's videos and I was like, you know, I'm not bad. So like for me, it was being on camera that I was like, oh, I'm not good at. For you, it sounds like maybe it was the speaking aspect, but you were actually, did you feel like you were good at least storytelling and talking with people?
Totally.
Yeah.
I grew up and I was that kid who, you know, I was like the class clown.
I was
funny and I was whatever, but I was always really good friends with mostly everybody, you know, like I had a ton of friends and I felt like, you know, I really got energy from other people and loved being able to, you know, build these networks of people and all of that. And I see myself that way now too. Like I love being able to connect with people.
And you make people feel comfortable like the second you meet them.
And that's awesome. And like that's their goal. Like I want to be able to, so often, like, especially in the industry that you and I are in music here in Nashville, there's a lot of people who, you know, it's not that.
Yep.
It's almost, hey, I wanna intimidate you because of who I am or what I do.
Right.
And I think that, you know, for me, my goal is always like, I have something to share, but in all reality, like I just get to sit here and talk to you because you have something that I don't have.
Exactly.
And I want to be able to know what
to
that
learn
is
from that.
Because everybody has something, you know, not to be like super whatever, but like we all have like a diamond or we all have something that of value that we can share.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by being able to find that, it's by being able to be comfortable with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's me. I've always been that way.
So that was natural for you.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the speaking thing, it was weird. Like, I was super comfortable with conversation.
Okay.
But then coming up and being in front of people, I was nervous or I was this or yeah. that. But in all reality, like, it wasn't. It was the fear that was making me that way. Because I'm great with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just the people, especially like, hey, I'm afraid to do a book report in front of the people that I know that are in my class.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
But it's the fear that comes in and tells you that.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, like, no, you're really good at it and you love it.
Yeah.
You feel good after
and you
it.
You need to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So totally, yeah.
So where have you seen fear maybe pop up more in your life since then? So you were 16 then and you were motivational speaking for how long? I mean, still to this day, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, like, I do a lot of, like, I did a lot of, like, youth conferences mm-hmm. and a lot of the, festivals yep. and stuff like that. So it was really probably maybe last five years I've been,
mm-hmm.
I've been in front of different audiences,
yeah.
different people. And so, since the whole book report thing, I think that fear comes up quite a bit. You know, it's just being able to know when it's fear and knowing, I think knowing not only when it's fear, but knowing too where that fear is coming from.
Yeah.
Like, is it real fear? Like, am I standing on the ledge of a cliff that,
yep.
If I fall off, I'm going to die? Like,
right, 'cause that's
a different
fear.
Type of fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if there's fear coming from, hey, I have that same feeling I had when I was going to my youth group and I had people encouraging me and I had people telling me you should share your story. I had that same kind of feeling telling me I should do something here in this situation. That's a different thing, but I'm afraid to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's where fear pops up. And we're as a human being, we're always striving to do something. We're, creating something or building something or things like that. And again, me being like that entrepreneur type,
yeah.
I'm always like, let's do something. Let's
yeah.
build a team. Let's
yeah.
build something. And so, I think fear comes up when new ideas pop up that are not, again, like, hey, this bottle of water, right? Like, I can pick that up. I'm not afraid of it. But if it's over there, am I afraid to reach over and actually do it and execute it? And so I think that comes in those moments when the idea is bigger than yourself.
Yep.
And
so true.
And so I think that's when you have to realize it's a different type of fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fear of, like, death.
Yeah,
or
right.
the fear of, like, physical harm or things like that. It's the fear of, if I do this, will I fail?
Mm.
And man, I've been reading a book actually the last couple months. It's a really big book.
Yeah, I was like,
it's
dang,
like,
Ryan.
It's like, it talks about back in like super old times when there's like kings and queens and like different people and power and all that stuff. And it talks a lot about fear. Like, it's funny we're talking about this because I just realized, like, it correlates. But it talks about, like, how in times when you're not in charge, how do you navigate being able to, how do you navigate being able to get what you want? And not in a way of, like,
Malicious
way. But, like, how do you navigate, again, like, when you can't reach something yourself, how do you navigate being able to get it and being able to accomplish, your goal? And so the cool thing that I've found is, like, man, it talks so much about fear. It talks so much about the idea of, if I fail, that'll be the worst thing that could happen.
Mm.
But you have to flip that. Like, the worst thing that could happen is you not do it.
So
because
true.
What if you do it and you accomplish it?
Mm-hmm.
Or what if you do it and you don't accomplish it?
Yeah.
Chances are you are at least one step forward, and that's the thing that I've really, like, found myself. In the last year even, it's kind of opened my eyes to, why not,
you know?
Like, man, if I know I'm afraid of this because I'm afraid of failure, that in and of itself should be taken away because the failure, like, failing should be the goal.
Yeah.
When you really, just turn things around and your goal is, like, I want to fail, because then when I fail, I know that at least I did something. Mm-hmm. And also I know that, hey, it doesn't work this way. Let me try a different way.
Yeah.
And so there's only a certain amount of ways that something would work. And so when you fail, in different situations, you find you're able to navigate quicker to where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think failure is one of the largest things people are afraid of, and people should really mentally change that, because it has changed my life. Mm-hmm. To know that, if I actually do something, that's winning in and of itself, because most people are afraid to do it. Yep. So, yeah.
Have you watched the TED Talk with Shonda Rhimes?
No.
So she, I don't know if you know anything about her. I didn't actually until I watched the TED Talk, but she talks a lot about, she wrote, I believe, and produced Grey's Anatomy and like Scandal all that. It's like, she's just legendary. Huge on TV. Yeah. Yeah. And she did a TED Talk that's called My Year of Yes. And it's literally about saying yes to everything that she's afraid of. And she talks about how when she did that for an entire year, it undid the fear of everything she was afraid of. And I'm just like, see, that's exactly what it is. And I would highly recommend watching it reading her book. Because it's like, that's what's going to undo your fear, is just by saying yes to it. Because you'll know at least, I actually can't do it. Right. So I'm not going to do it. Or, I can do it, so I'm going to do it.
Oh,
but
totally.
At least you know at that point, and you'll never be stuck in that headspace of like, can I do this? Can I not? I don't know.
That's where people get stuck. Yeah. When mm-hmm. When you let fear win,
yep.
and when you let failure win mm-hmm. by being afraid of failure, yep. that's when you get stuck. Mm-hmm. Because then you're like, if I do it, there is a chance of failure, so yeah. I just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is crippling. It's crippled me
yeah.
for many years on many different projects, many different things that I knew I really need to be chasing after. And I know it's crippled so many people. So, if there's – I'm going to check that out, because for real, and so, yeah.
And you're likely going to learn no matter what.
Absolutely.
If you do something.
Totally, mm-hmm. yeah.
So throughout all this, what would you say are some maybe like – exercises or like mental, spiritual, whatever, like to kind of check your mind for you? And I mean, because you were saying the first step is being aware that fear is there.
Right.
So what helps you to be aware? Is it reading? Is it like hearing other people talk? Like, what does that look like for you?
I read a lot.
Yeah.
I don't read. I'm mm-hmm. one of those people that like, I'll pop in my car and I'll have Audible on.
Yeah.
Or I'll do something. And so I love like that whole idea of audiobooks. Mm. I also love, not to be like tooting your horn, but I love podcasts. And so if you're listening to this podcast, you're already ahead of the game, because being able to hear other people's experiences, being able to hear what they're struggling with yep. or the things that they're, I found this helps me, maybe that could help you. And so I listen to a ton of stuff. Again, I'm like that weird guy who's like kind of an old soul. And so mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of like older business podcasts.
Hmm.
I also listen to, religious podcasts and things, Christian stuff. And so, I'm a believer, and I really believe in reading and just listening.
Yep.
Because there's, again, it's sort of like the idea of conversation.
Yeah.
If you come into every conversation and you think, well, I have the best thing to offer in this, so let me come into it making sure that I present that to this person, you're never going to be able to actually uncover the value that other person, mm-hmm. the other people in your life have and can present to you. So it's the same thing with books. If you don't go buy a book, or you go look for something to read or something to listen to, you're not going to listen to it
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to grow, because you're going to be growing at your pace. Mm-hmm. But if you can hear what other people are doing, I believe in that. And so I also like, I'm not like, I only shop at Whole Foods and I believe in Aura and whatever, like
yeah.
whatever it is. I've started to actually meditate in the mornings.
Mm.
And I have I forgot what app it is, but I listen to like a 5-minute meditation.
Okay.
And it helps me just clear my head. Mm. And I love it,
That's incredible.
Because I think that one of the things, and I've found in that time too, I'll actually like be thinking through, like afterwards, I'll first of all, like the whole goal of meditation is not to mm-hmm. like think through things. It's like literally just sit there and not think at all. But, and maybe, whatever. But basically after that, I have a lot of mental clarity and I'm able to think through my day. Like,
interesting.
Here are the things that I'm doing. Here are the things that I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm afraid to talk to my boss, or maybe I'm afraid to talk to my girlfriend or talk to whoever it is. And you get to like really think about why.
Yeah.
Why am I afraid of those things? And so, yeah. And
because you don't have the extra clutter in your mind that day.
Right. Gotcha. And you also, by being able to consume podcasts like this, by being able to listen to audiobooks and all of that, you have answers that are external. You don't just have your own way of thinking.
Yep.
You get to really like filter through things that other people have said as well. So, and I certainly don't have all the answers to life or anything, but I think, you know, that's helped me tremendously. And of course, like, books, podcasts, this podcast, my favorite podcast.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and just being able to like meditate and do things like that really clears my head. And I think that it helps me, it helps me just think through things and really find, where is this fear coming from?
Yeah. What's next for you in life?
You know, that's a good question. I think that we're always moving forward. And the last year, 2 years, I felt like I've moved forward at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
But I've also like slowed down some things in different areas of my life. And I'm excited for, you know, the future to be able to, you know, kind of do that session of like, here's where I'm at.
Yep.
Where do I want to go? You know? And so I don't have a specific, here's Ryan Wesley Smith in a year.
Yeah.
But I do think that the goal is to be able to get that dreaming side of me back and be able to really just like, you know, I've always been that way. I've always been like dreaming big and having those big ambitions. And so I think that's a big part of it for me, is just to be able to hone in on that, figure out what is the goal that I can't accomplish right now, and how can I hit it at all angles and move towards that. So
interesting. So sometimes when you're in the production stage, which is to me like the process of after the dream, you've got your thing that you're doing.
Yes.
You kind of forget to dream because you're so busy producing and doing that you forget to be creative and be dreamy. So I think it's really good that you're now in a season where you can be creative again. And
yeah, and I think that there's seasons. Exactly. I think there's never a time when, I mean, you know, if you're like held as a slave to someone, that's probably not like a good time.
Right.
But I think that there is a... There's a season in life where you're building your empire, you're building someone else's empire, you're dreaming for yourself, you're dreaming for someone else, you're, you know, whatever it is, there's no right or wrong place to be. But for me, I think that like the season that I'm entering and I feel God really just pushing me into is that season of like, what are the things that I know Ryan Wesley Smith wants?
Yep.
And what are the things that... you know, the dreams and things that he's laid on my heart, how do I chase after those? I feel really excited.
Yeah.
I feel super scared too.
Yeah.
There's that fear coming in. But I feel like too, I've grown a lot over the last couple of years and have been able to meet people like you and have people in my life who are just encouraging of those dreams. So I feel very excited about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, that's incredible. So I guess to kind of wrap up, what would you say? Well, two questions to wrap up. So the first one would be, what would be like maybe an inspirational quote, a Bible verse, a story of someone else's, or maybe it's like something that happened in your life that really kind of defined your entire situation of fear. Like for me, if I was explaining it, it would probably be that Shonda Rhimes TED Talk. So for you, what was one that you were like, dang, okay, I understand.
Yeah. Man, I think when I was growing up, again, I'm like that old soul. So I started in the big kids club in our youth group. I was moved out of like the little kids, like middle school group.
Yeah,
and now
I'm
in like the high school group. And so I think right then I kind of puffed my chest out and I was like, man, I want to like do something, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. And so I would hear people say, no, you're not old enough, you're not this or whatever. And so a verse for me is like 1 Timothy 4:12, where, you know, it encourages young people to really just like know that like God can use you where you're at, right? And so whatever age you are, whatever situation you're in, wherever you live, like God can use you where you're at. And so I've always held on to that, knowing that, you know, I see kids all the time at like on social media, or even, you know, managing artists at shows, and I would see them hustling, doing stuff, and I'd be like, man, that was me, because and that's me too now. Like I'm constantly not letting situations or my age or where I'm at in life define what I'm able to do.
Yep.
And I think a lot of that comes too from fear as well. Like when you're, I'm not old enough to do that, right? I mean, in certain situations, yeah, it's true. But there's also things in life where like, I'm not old enough to start a podcast. Man, you know what? There's some four-year-olds with some podcasts that are killer. So. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I think that, you know, that's an example. But I just think that like, it kind of plays into that where don't let, you know, and I sound like such a rebellious kid, but like, don't let societal
authority
tell you what you can and can't do. You know, let that be between you and the situation, and don't let fear have any place in that. So that's a verse. I have a ton of quotes. I can't remember any of them right now, but I'm a big fan of like, I mean, even in like the business world, I love like Gary Vee, and he says some super cool stuff, and you know, so yeah,
he says a lot of super cool stuff. Yeah, I honestly never remember his quotes.
Yeah, and like I probably can't say half of them either.
Yeah,
because they're a little raunchy, but but I think you know, Walt Disney has some cool quotes too. So I'm being no help right now with any of the quotes, but
No, I really want to acknowledge you, because I think like, even though you are young. You're very young. I'm saying you're 21.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, really, I'm about to be 21 in like a month and a half.
Okay, not even 21.
But I don't know when this is coming out, so that's why I'm like, hey, we'll run 21. You know what I'm saying?
True. Okay. So yeah, you're about 21.
Yeah.
And you, but the thing that happens when you come into a room, well, like I said, you are very, you make people feel very comfortable. But I think the biggest thing, you don't come in and feel entitled. Like you were saying, you feel like you can learn from everybody in the room. Like, you know your stuff and you come in confidently, but at the same time, you're like, I know I'm young, and so therefore I'm going to listen to everybody else and what they have to say. But I also know that I have something to offer, and I'm going to offer it, but I'm also going to listen too. And I think some people will come in entitled and be like, well, I know what I'm doing. Whether you're young or old, age doesn't matter. It's just your mindset. But we'll come in and be like, I know what I'm doing. No one else in here does. So,
well, know this too. Like, not like, trust me, I have an ego too, just as everybody does. And I think ego is not terrible. I think that when it's out of proportion to who you are, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, there's a polar opposite too of, hey, I'm gonna come into a room and I'm gonna say I don't know anything. I don't deserve to be in this room, and I don't want to even talk. I just want to hear, and I want to be able to learn. In certain situations, like, man, if I like went to the White House, or if I went somewhere like that, I probably wouldn't say a bunch, because like, you know, you're at the White House, right?
Right.
But I think that in certain situations, there's people who, you know, they've been kicked down. They don't. Their confidence is low, and it's not due to them. It's due to like their situation. Yep. But I think people got to realize too that, you know, you have something of value. Mm-hmm. You have something to share. And so know that you can walk into a room in confidence with that, and be able to share that. But never ever walk into a room and think that you're the only person that matters, or you're the only person of value, or anything like that, because that's never true.
Yep.
There's always value in other people. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, working in an industry where a lot of times it's not true, a lot of times you walk into rooms and people walk into rooms and they think a little differently than you do. I think that the coolest thing you're able to do, and this is like, I could get deep in this, but one of the things that I, you know, really feel called to is being in that entertainment industry where the ego is a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to be in those rooms and be an example and be able to be like, wait a second, no, like, I want to show me, like, what is that value that you can share? How can we really share that together and corporately, like, just be genuine with each other? Yep. And so I think, I wouldn't want to be afraid. I would want to encourage people that no matter where you are in life, you have something of value. Don't be afraid to not share. Don't let fear win in that situation too. So.
Interesting. Yeah. And I think, like, the other kind of side note of that is, if you are the youngest person in the room, like, I mean, I work with 50-year-old men and, you know, sometimes it's people like walk in and you're like, it's kind of intimidating. But I think something that I do is I actually make light of the situation. And I think it is because I know I have something to offer. And my thing has always been, I don't really believe in authority in a lot of situations. So my thing is, I kind of bring them down to my level in a sense of, like, personality. So I will joke around with them, or I'll just, like, make really nice comments, stuff like that. Just, like, so they know that I'm, like, we're on the same level. You're not above me and I'm not below you.
Totally.
But also, like, I feel like there's more humanity in that too, because you just get to, like, socialize in a different way with people.
You know, there's it's funny. The last job I was in, I would be on conference calls with, like, or in person, I'd be in, like, rooms with, like, label execs who drive, like, Bentleys, and they're, you know, whatever. They're, like, rolling out, balling out of control. And here I come in, you know, 20 years old, and, you know, what really helped is my previous boss had a nickname for me, and that was Young Ryan. And so I would always come in with, like, the young perspective, right? And so I think that it is good, though. Like, don't be so serious, and don't try to, like, be above your age, right? Like, I feel like it's all based on, like, again, age is sort of this idea of, you know, how does an 18-year-old act? How does a 25-year-old act? Just be you, you know? And so think that, you know, if I have something to share and I know, wait a second, I can add value to what we're talking about, then do it, you know? And so, but yeah, I do agree with that we sometimes would make light of it, and it helps because it brings us down, not just in the idea that we're all like, just, you know, oh, I'm at this level and here's my title and here's your title. Yep. It brings us down to the idea that we're all really just humans.
Yep.
And so let's sit down and try and do something together.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the final question then would just be, in your life right now, after all of this, who would you say now that Ryan Wesley Smith is?
You know, I aspire to be confident. I aspire to be someone that can inspire. And I also aspire to be, or I also, you know, aspire to be someone that is down to earth and that can be approached. And so, you know, every day, do I hate all those? No, I like, you know, we all struggle, and, you know, I struggle with ego. Like, I walk around sometimes like, hey, I'm Ryan. Like, what's up? You know? But I think that in all reality, like, I just want to be able to walk into a room, have a conversation, and leave a room and feel good about it. And feel good about, you know, even small conversations about, like, yo, let's go get coffee and talk about the new Drake album. Like, whatever it is, right? Like, I think conversations like that, too, can be just, it can be as impactful as, like, a deep conversation like we're having now because of us being genuine, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think throw genuine into that as well. Just overall, I want to be someone that can have a conversation with someone and brighten up their day, leave them inspired, encourage them, that kind of stuff. So that's who I am. And I think as a person, just myself, I'm really driven. I want to stay driven. I want to be someone that no matter what I do, what I accomplish, what I don't accomplish, I want to always be moving forward.
Yeah.
And so driven doesn't mean I want to have, you know, $1 billion and a nice house. Driven means that no matter what thing I'm doing, whatever project I'm doing, I'm constantly moving forward in that. So I think forward momentum, driven, encouraging, that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that you are that now is, like, amazing, because where you started, you, like, felt stuck and you were afraid, and now you still still are afraid to do things, but you're doing it anyways.
Right.
And that's
punching fear in the face.
Yeah.
Come on.
Seriously. Yeah, that's incredible. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us and sharing how you have overcome fear.
Thank you, Tierra. Man, yeah. I'm so excited. I love this podcast, and I just think you're a living example of doing it and of having an idea, not being afraid to fail, not being afraid of fear. And so you inspire me, and I'm honored to be on this podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good friend.
Boom.
See ya. Thank you so much for watching the What's Your Life Journey podcast. If you want to see more content like this, you can hit the subscribe link in the description, or you can go to our Patreon page and join our community there. If you want more exclusive, inspiring content, just go to patreon.com/whatsyourlifejourney. Thank you so much again for watching. We really appreciate you.